This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go to Matt in East Windsor. Matt.
Michael, Dom, Peter, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I don't understand these idiots that are calling in that don't want Aaron Rodgers.
There he is.
I'm a huge Jets fan, and Peter, it doesn't make sense to me. If we had Aaron Rodgers last season, we are guaranteed in the playoffs.
Guaranteed.
We can make a run. He can guaranteed, right?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it. I don't get it. No. Maybe they're just beaten up, like Don says. They don't want anything nice because they don't think they deserve it. It's self-hatred. You people hate yourselves, and you shouldn't.
It's too big a risk for them because they're used to getting hurt.
What's the risk, Don? They haven't made the playoffs in 12 years.
I'm telling you, I understand the psyche of fans like this. If you get Derek Carr, if you get Jimmy Garoppolo, failing will still hurt, but it'll hurt less.
Silly.
Well, when you go into a season where the expectation is win or bust, and they already assume it's going to be a bust because they never win, it'll hurt too much. That's no way to go through life. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Let's go to Sal in Elmont. Sal.
What's up, guys?
What up?
How you doing?
All right. Jimmy G, wow. I mean, we had a good quarterback with Derek Carr for 8 years. What do you think Jimmy G is going to do?
I mean, I it's hard. Listen, I don't know all the other moves you've made, and they've made a few today. I saw another fairly big one, too. I don't know all the moves the Raiders have made or will make, but I will say, guys, if the only move the Raiders did was to swap out Derek Carr for Jimmy G, I don't see things getting better. Now, Jimmy G does have the history with Josh McDaniel. Maybe that,
right.
Maybe that's a real positive. But I don't know. Michael, does that excite you? I don't think that's an upgrade particularly.
There's nothing that I have seen that excites me about a Josh McDaniels head coached team.
No, not so far, no.
I mean, how could he not make it work with Derek Carr? Derek Carr's a pretty good quarterback.
I agree.
And he just benched him? He couldn't make it work with that guy? So he's good. As you said, the connection with Jimmy G from his time in New England, so he knows him. Jimmy G knows Josh McDaniels, but Josh McDaniels has to show me that he could be a head coach. He has not done that yet.
And that's a tough division, right? Because Denver is going to be better with Sean Payton as their head coach. You know Kansas City just won a Super Bowl. Will the Chargers ever figure it out? But they're always right there to make a wild card appearance. You might end up being the fourth best team in that division.
Let's go to Vinny in Staten Island. Vinny.
Denver is going to be better.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's
Hello?
Don. There What's
we go.
Up, Vin?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Guys, I don't understand this Rodgers thing. I just don't see it working. He's here for 1 year, take his $58 million, and run. He had the worst career of his. He had the worst year of his career last year.
That was horrible.
He didn't throw for 300 yards once last year. Was 1-3 against the AFC. He got beat by the Lions twice. The guy doesn't want to put in what it takes to win anymore. It's not like Tom Brady coming to Tampa. Tom Brady does everything he can to win. This guy's not working out. He's not doing nothing. He's not doing nothing to get ready for the season.
But how do you explain 2 years ago he won the MVP? So he just lost that desire last year?
Back-to-back MVP.
That's 2 years ago. 2 years ago was a long way when you're 38, 39,
wait a minute.
And 40 years old.
He had an injured thumb.
No. One season ago, he won the MVP.
Right.
And then the year before that, he won the MVP.
The season before that.
And here's my question. Where would the 37?
So what is he coming here to win an MVP or win a Super Bowl?
See, now you're changing the argument.
Vinny, you can win the MVP and win a Super Bowl.
You can do both. Now, Vinny, tell me this: Where would the 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns over 12 picks, put him in best Jets quarterbacking seasons? His down year last year.
And he won 8 games with the Packers. The Jets won 7 games with Zach Wilson.
It would have been top 5 Jets quarterbacking seasons of all time.
Aaron Rodgers has those.
He still,
He still won 8 games last year. The Jets.
Is he playing with the Packers roster here or the Jets roster here?
Right. The Jets have a very good team that won 7 games in spite of their quarterback last year. If you put the exact same stats with Rodgers last year, don't talk over me. You don't win arguments by talking over me. You do not win arguments talking over me. You do not win arguments talking over me, okay? You lose them by listening. Because you're going to lose this one.
You listen to me.
No, I'm not going to listen to you because your comments are ignorant. He won back-to-back MVPs. If he threw for 3,700 yards and 27 touchdowns on the Jets last year, they win 11 games to make the playoffs. You won 7 games basically with no quarterback last year. What he did with the Packers last season is irrelevant because the Packers stunk and yet still almost made the postseason. You've got a great roster.
Let me make my argument now.
Go because you're really doing an awful job.
Just let me make my argument. The Jets won a once-in-a-lifetime miracle against Cleveland. Okay? They beat the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Dolphins had their third-string quarterback.
Okay.
Every game they won was against the third stringer.
They also you also beat the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen.
And lost a game to the Patriots that you absolutely shouldn't have lost.
It was in spite of Zach Wilson, I know.
You know what? You just keep losing, man. You're having fun with it. You enjoy
you
being miserable. You know what scares you? It scares you is having a relevant team. You love just sitting there watching the Jets lose every Sunday and go, boy, do I wish I'd have a chance at a Super Bowl. Boy, wouldn't it be fun if my team was any good? Because you love being miserable, you love being disappointed, and you love just having that dark space in your heart. Instead of actually bringing in actual quarterback that can help you win games. Because then your team's relevant. Then you have a chance to win, and you might get hurt. That's why, man. I can pick your brain apart, man. You need a psychologist.
Vinny, you want Zach Wilson as the quarterback?
I think he got done wrong last year.
All right, you know what? Goodbye, because you know what? I'm not having a conversation with someone that is that ignorant on the subject.
That was me who hit the drop button the second he said
I'm sorry. If you really did he got a bum rap? They gave him 2 opportunities. They benched him and then put him back in the game. He had some of the best receivers. Couldn't do anything with them. Stop. I'm telling you, I've got him figured out. They just love being miserable because you can't get hurt, Peter. When you sit in your troll home with a lawn chair instead of a couch, watching a TV on top of a broken TV, you can't be disappointed. You just go through life never being disappointed because your life is nothing. But now I'm giving you a gift of a chance. But you know what could happen with that chance? You might fail. You might fall. But you know what? At least you took a journey. At least you tried.
Now, Don.
Get off the lawn chair. Put the noodles down.
Yeah, but get
a couch. Experience life.
You know, I you said something very important there. I forgot about how perfectly set up the second opportunity was. Zach got another chance to absolutely if he'd had an average to slightly above average performance, probably would have sealed getting his job back. And he pooped the bed again. And then I forgot, his teammates clearly don't like him very much either. So how many different things did he not – how would things have been – what was the way he phrased it?
Got a raw deal.
Got a raw deal, bum rap. By everybody? Why – listen, we can complain that the Jets coaches didn't shut down the Mike effing white shirts, Michael, but why did the players want to wear them?
Well, even taking that away, believe me, the Jets were totally invested, especially this coach and this GM, in making this work. They didn't want to give him a bum deal, a bum rap. They wanted it to work. Their reputations are on the line. The reason that they're groveling for Aaron Rodgers to come here is because they swung and whiffed on the second pick in the draft. It's an embarrassment to them. They'll never get out from under that. So they weren't looking to give him a bad deal or a bum rap. Under no circumstance were they.
God, you guys got to dare to dream, man. It's like not wanting to go, I'm just gonna go to Great Adventure. Get in the car, drive to Jackson, New Jersey, have a good time. Why take a chance on going to Hawaii? The plane might crash. Right? Why go through all that trouble? You know, I'm just going to eat plain oatmeal. I'll never have to worry about getting a bellyache. Why experience tremendously fantastic, delicious Mexican food? Mm-hmm. I might actually get my stomach irritated. So I'm just going to eat bland oatmeal all the time so I don't get hurt. These people need to go and get a brain exam.
You do not win arguments talking over me, okay?
God, you guys got to embrace life, buddy. Take chances. Cross the street. The other side of the street might be better. Cross it. Just make sure you look both ways. Get out of your hole.
Like Aaron Rodgers, if you will.
These people are on a constant darkness retreat.
It's so sad. God, you know how fast I would have taken the chance? And you guys know I've been excited about the commies, the kid Sam Howell. If they said, hey, we're not going to go with Sam Howell, we're going to sign Aaron Rodgers. You think I'd be saying, No, give me Aaron Rodgers, man.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, following our show on 98.7 is Dan Gross's show. And Dan joins us now, as he does when he follows us and there's not a Knick or a Ranger game. Dan, I saw that you, I think Don was amazed when I told him, but you were upset and a little disappointed that Rutgers didn't make it, right?
Upset to say the least, yeah. Because, look, there aren't a lot of things in this world anymore that I get geeked up about from a fan standpoint, but I think that that's one of them. It's where I went to school. Watch every game, love the team, love the program. Coach Pike is great. I went into yesterday, and normally you can't guarantee anything in life, but I went in thinking it was a slam dunk. The only question was going to be, were they going to get placed in the first four in Dayton like they did last year, or were they going to get a safe entry into the tournament? So I thought those were the only two options, Dayton or just safely in. And watching this thing unfold and all the different regions and still not hearing their name called, and then they got down to that last region, there was going to be one of those 11 lines still to be unveiled, and they were probably going to be an 11 seed. And then when they put Providence names up there, I just said out loud with one or two probably expletives, not like demonstrative, just very matter-of-factly, but I said, oh my God, they didn't get in. I was shocked, and still am.
See, Donnie's upset, I told you.
Shocked.
Well, because we had spoken when they were collapsing after that Minnesota loss.
Right.
And you seem like you thought that they were going to, but then they ended up righting themselves.
Well, they righted themselves this week at the Big Ten tournament. They played a great game against Michigan, a Michigan team that they never beat in like the history of the school. They only beat them one time ever, and they kicked Michigan's you-know-what. And then they went toe-to-toe against Purdue, who ends up being a one seed, the Big Ten champs, and they, you know, went toe-to-toe with them and almost beat them for a second time. As you remember, they won at Purdue earlier this season. Purdue only lost two games at home, one of them to Rutgers. So point being, you would think, all right, that finally looked like the Rutgers team we've seen all year this past week at the Big Ten tournament. And there was another indicator that I had when I was watching the selection show yesterday that we could be in trouble. And I can't remember like the order that they did the different regions in, but when Penn State's name got put up there as a 10 seed, the thing that went off in my mind was, we're in trouble, because Penn State getting a 10 tells you that the committee put zero stock whatsoever into the conference tournament. Because Penn State made it all the way to the championship game of the Big Ten.
Yep.
And nearly won the damn thing. So I said, if Penn State is only a 10, then they probably paid no mind at all as to how Rutgers played. And so they're just hung up on how they closed the season. And unfortunately, it turned out to be true.
All right. Are you of the mindset that the Jets and Rodgers is a done deal, like Trey Wingo said?
I mean, anything can happen in this world. I still think it happens, but based upon my kind of nosing around a little bit, nobody knows anything. Like, seriously, nobody knows anything. I've texted back and forth with players. They don't know anything. So all the guys that you see on social media, that's more wishful thinking than anything else. That's, you know, 22, 23-year-old kids who are on social media just doing what any young person does, hoping that, you know, he's going to end up coming to their team. I do know that several players on this team have texted back and forth with Aaron Rodgers over the last week. And Aaron Rodgers has responded, has replied, and things seem generally positive, but we still don't have the official word.
I give the Jets credit, though. I mean, they have been on lockdown. There are no leaks out of the Jets. I give them credit.
Because they don't know anything, I think. I mean, that's how tight-lipped this thing is, really and truthfully.
You don't think they got any clue when they went to talk to him?
I think they maybe walked out with an impression, just like you would in any situation. If you go in for a job interview or you go to meet somebody or whatever, you kind of walk away from it saying, oh, I think that went well. I think that was it, but I don't think that they got any sort of assurance saying, okay, he's going to be our quarterback. I think they hope.
See, I disagree. Michael and I both think that we're going to find out that they knew a lot longer than most people, and they deserve a lot of credit for keeping it so close.
Well, I think
no leaks.
I give him credit for that. But the other thing too is you still have a team. You still have a season apart from the quarterback. And I know they re-signed Greg Zuerlein. They took care of Quincy Williams yesterday. Is the Rodgers waiting around prohibiting them from going out and making other moves to shore up some holes that they have in other areas of the roster? That's the other question too.
Do you think they were ever in on Garoppolo? Because a lot of people saying you're waiting on Rodgers and then you let Garoppolo get away, or did they not want Garoppolo?
I didn't get any indication that they were in. Remember, there were two guys that they put apart from the rest, Rodgers and Carr. I think the Carr thing was legitimate. It was sincere. But Carr also got to the point where he knew that Aaron Rodgers was the number one choice, and he didn't want to wait around any longer, and he decided to go to New Orleans, which he has every right to, and I think that's a good fit for him. But I think the Jets were honest with both guys. Well, certainly with Carr, because he had to make the decision first, and they said, we're waiting on Rodgers, and Carr went to New Orleans.
All right, so if they don't get Rodgers, I think the three of us on this show believe that they will.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, where do they pivot? What do they do?
That's a hell of a question, because you're not signing anybody.
Right.
You know, you're not signing. Like, you can't go into next season with one of these guys who are still technically out there as free agents. Like, you know, Jacoby Brissett's a nice player, but you really going to sell Jacoby Brissett to this fan base after you hemmed and hawed and made these grand declarations that you were going to swing big in the offseason and to only come up with Jacoby Brissett? I think fans would probably be more eager to welcome back Mike White, for crying out loud. And I'm not sitting here saying that Mike White was the answer.
Well, Jacoby Brissett is significantly better than Mike White.
I don't know about significantly.
Absolutely.
We're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame.
No, but he steadied a Cleveland team. Mike White could not do anything for this team. He got shot after shot this year. He really never was good.
He couldn't stay on the field.
Well, okay.
I mean, you can't say that he couldn't do anything.
Well, hold on.
No, but the advantage...
What's the result, though? If you're not on the field, are you doing anything?
Well, you got hurt, but you can't say that he's not a good quarterback. He was a fit... First of all, he owned the locker room.
He owned the locker room.
And it parlayed him into almost $8 million a year.
Think about that.
Right, which is great.
Right.
But that's not...
No, but I mean, is it worth bringing... Like, if you got a guy that everybody loves there, knows the system, all those things, then you're going to bring in somebody from the outside. Like, you better swing big, or at least have a significant upgrade.
Well, that's why I think the only pivot would be...
And I'm not sitting here saying that they should have went into the season with Mike White as a starting quarterback. Of course.
No, that would have been... If for some reason they lose out on Rodgers, the only thing for them to do is to give the two picks to Baltimore and get Lamar Jackson.
Or...
That's the only thing.
Or, I mean, there's other options in the trade market. And I'm not saying Tannehill's the guy. There's a fire sale happening right now if you drive by SoFi Stadium in L.A., if you haven't been noticing, with the Rams.
Right.
There's a chance Matthew Stafford could get traded.
Guy
just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I mean, I know, but I don't...
Don, but if you can't get Rodgers...
Would you rather have Matthew Stafford or pay an arm and a leg? Think about it. Lamar Jackson, two first-round picks, a boatload... Remember, he wasn't taking Baltimore's money, so it is going to cost you an arm and a leg.
No, I get it.
Guaranteed money.
It just has a Matt Ryan feel to me. You know, a Phillip Rivers feel to it.
Those guys didn't win Super Bowls, though.
No, I get that.
It's chasing a hired gun. That's all it is.
But I don't think Woody would do that. I think Woody would go for Jackson because it's the shiny toy and the nice alternative for the fans.
And realistically, it's also a chance that if it does work out, you could have him for a very long time.
Right.
He could be a face of your franchise.
Right, but it's going to cost you a lot financially and with the draft capital.
But I will add this, and I'm not saying it would offset the amount of money it would cost to get
Lamar
Jackson.
By the way, Kirk Cousins is another option, too, if you're going to go the trade route. I'm not into that, though.
I wouldn't hate Cousins for
because Minnesota's having to pair some salary, too.
But I will say Lamar Jackson and what he would do for excitement around this team and a future generation of kids, the amount of money. I'll tell you this right now. There's not one quarterback they could bring into this team that would sell as many jerseys week to week as Lamar Jackson. He would be a real potential face of the franchise.
Ian Rappaport reporting
no
the Giants make their big splash of free agency. Sources say they have agreed to terms with Colts free agent linebacker Bobby Okereke. I think that's how you pronounce it, giving them a new face in the middle of their defense.
How much do they get any money guaranteed?
I have not given the money yet.
See, David Long was a good option, but he went to Miami. I thought that would have been a nice fit for the Giants, but he just signed with Miami, guy from Tennessee.
Williams is gone. Right?
I will tell you this right now, Dan, and I would have no way to honor this bet, so it's useless. But if we could bet the how much more kids would be excited about the arrival of Lamar than Aaron Rodgers, it's not even close. And everyone knows Rodgers is going to be here for 2 seconds, so we wouldn't have time to build the equity with the fans. It'll be over by the time it's starting. That's
get
the
out
one
of your
downside.
Hole.
That's right, but I still think absolutely you do everything.
Well,
both
guys would be huge box office.
Huge. In different ways.
Like, the ticket department is just waiting for the green light to be able to get on the phone and start moving some ducats.
Yep.
100%.
All right, so more from Dan Grosser. He has the full show tonight starting in minutes at 7 o'clock on 98.7. Thank you, Dan. And thank you all for listening today. We'll be back again tomorrow at 3. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.